Thank you. Kids of Ungrace, Lacey, Bhakti Vinata Smaraj, Shri Prabhupada, Ida, Gaur Premanande, Sislavas, Akuplenian Bhakti, Sislava, Shri Guru, Shri Guranga, Long Vishnu Dhyay, Krishna Sisayavita, Shri Bhakti Vinata Swami Pranamade, Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Gaur Vani, Trasharne, Nirvishesha, Shinkai,
samo dva rata, još jedan sam i sam dan. Svi gospodinovi pate putuju po planetu Zemlji samo da bi uvjetovane duše oslobodili iluzije. I personalisti ne znaju da zaboravljaju svoj prirodni položaj podčinjenosti svevišnjeg gospodina, krše Božji zakon na najdublji način. Ako se ne utemeljimo ponovno u svom prirodnom položaju, ne možemo shvatiti vrhovnu osobu, niti se možemo s odlučnošću potpuno posvetiti transcendentalnom služenju gospodina Sivara.
Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasad Vraya Mahi Bhaktivinoda Smitanani Namaste Parasmadevinari Kaur Vanam Kramani Kirvi Shesha Shmivadi Pasad Vraya Sitanani. The first verse of the seventh chapter that we went over yesterday a little bit. Krishna asks us to do certain things. Namely, to listen. Prabhupada once said that if we can simply listen and then repeat exactly what we heard, then we can realize Krishna. If we hear Prabhupada singing Hare Krishna, and if we can repeat exactly his sound vibration, then we'd be fully Krishna conscious. But of course, in order to do that, we have to listen very carefully. But it's not so easy to listen so carefully. Therefore, there's a process by which we can learn how to listen with great attention. If one is actually fully conscious and listening, then one will actually feel Krishna's presence. Not only Krishna's presence, one will actually feel
Vrindavan.
Because there is no difference between Krishna and his name. It's just a question of being in the proper mood, submissive mood, receptive mood. Just like there's, I mentioned, I think it wasn't here, but there's a television in everyone's car. It's just a question of repairing the television. So we can turn it on to channel Krishna. And see Krishna's pastimes going on in our heart. And here again, therefore Krishna says, listen, and then follow my instructions. Then you'll become conscious of me. And when you become conscious of me, all the different doubts that you have will go away. As soon as our mind becomes attached to Krishna, then our doubts will go away. And then we can become fully conscious of Krishna. So here it mentions the general process of rising up to that platform. There are certain mentalities that we have to avoid, that are really great impediments for actually hearing submissively. Here, as Krishna says, among this kritino muda, pupadente naradama, maya priti gana, asram bhava ashita. Four kinds of people never approach me. They are similar to the people who approach Krishna. But when they have problems, they never go to Krishna to solve them. Because their lives are dedicated to denying Krishna.
Those were mudhas.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time at an airport, I was distributing with one devotee, and one Christian Indian came up. And the most fanatic Christians are usually the Indian Christians. They have something to prove that they're really Christians. So he decided to dedicate his life to breaking up all the sales, all the book sales that we were trying to make.
On je odlučio posvetiti svoj život proglašavanju svih pokušaja da prodamo knjige tamo.
So the devotee became so frustrated, he looked at it and said, "You're a mudha."
I Bhaktara je pogledao, bio toliko frustriran njime, pogledao je rekao mu, "Ti si mudha."
So this Indian gentleman turned red.
Ovaj indijski gospodin je pocrvenio.
And purple.
I poljubičast.
And green.
Pozelenio.
And he ran to the police.
I onda je pričao po policiju.
Called the police over and said, "Do you know what you called me?"
Znate kako me nazvao?
The policeman said, "No, what are you calling?"
Policajac rekao, "Ne."
He called me a mudha.
Nazvao me mudhom.
So the policeman looked at him, "Mudha, what is that?"
Mudha,
he called me a mudha.
Mudha, nazvao me mudhom.
So the police looked at him and said, "So what?" And this gentleman almost had a heart attack right in the middle of the airport. So I learned at least from this Indian gentleman that mudha is a very heavy term. At least to those who live in India. Luckily, no, not to the police in America. In any case, those who are mudhas, they never surrender to Krishna. What is a mudha? It's a person who believes, or as Krishna says, to gratify the senses under the end of life is the only purpose of civilization. As they say in Spanish, Borrego llena corazón contento. Which means if your stomach is full, your heart is satisfied. So that's called a mudha. Their main thing they're looking forward to is getting intoxicated and singing. Just like an ass. When an ass sings, then you think, "Oh, how beautiful." Fantastic. The corresponding person to the mudha is the artha arti. One who is also more or less in the mode of ignorance. But when he's in distress, he turns to God to alleviate his distress. Just like before joining the Hare Krishna movement, sometimes devotees are engaging in sinful
activity.
And because they're in distress, they approach Krishna. And by giving up the four sinful activities, then gradually they become free from their distress. The problem is, after giving up sinful activity, we forget that we were suffering. And then we start imagining that maybe I can enjoy again. It wasn't so bad. She did love me for a little while. It just wasn't the right girl. This time will be better. So that's called Naradama. They realize that they're suffering in the material world, so they try to be civilized.
Oni spoznaju da pate u materijalnom svijetu, stoga pokušavaju biti civilizirani.
They eat their steak with. They took to some religious principles at some time. They perform some religious principles at some time.
Ponekad vrše neke religiozne
principe. They had some sense control.
Imaju neku ovladanost osjetilima.
But then they decided to engage in sinful activity again. But in a more civilized way. They only eat their steak with a fork and knife. And they wipe the blood off with a napkin. So they're civilized. Somewhat civilized. But such persons, they also are up against
Krishna.
And then we have the Maya Pratigyanis. They're the academics. They made a study of all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Just to prove that Krishna is not God. And then we have the Maya Priti, and then we have the Asuram Bhavam Ashkitas. And as soon as that you say Krishna, they become very disturbed. I remember one time I was in Houston, Texas. 1971. I don't know if you know the history of America, but the southern part of America was famous for being racist. They didn't like anyone who was black or anything different. And what to speak when the Hare Krishna showed up with a shaven head and robes. I was in Miami, Florida. And at that time we were living in a park. It wasn't. This is the very beginning of spreading Krishna consciousness. But my GBC called me up,
my GBC
and told me to join Vishnu Jan Maharaj in Houston, Texas. He had just left the park a few weeks earlier to start the temple there. So little did I know, I asked how am I going to get there, because it's around 2,500 miles. So they said hitchhike. For the devotee and that's all
devotee.
In southern America. Anyway, it was quite an adventure. It took 3 days to get there. And right before a few weeks before, Vishnu Jan Maharaj tried to hitchhike there. And he got arrested by the police. And then I tried to do it. So I wound up in Louisiana. And the police picked me up.
They
say, hey boy, why are you wearing that dress? They were not very friendly. Anyhow, they figured it would be easier to let me go than try to deal with me. So I wound up in Houston, Texas after some time. And they were not any more friendlier than Louisiana. The first day, Vishnu, Dhan Maharaj, and his servant Srinath and myself went out downtown to do Harinam. Immediately the police came and arrested us. So I was in the jail. And I was chanting Hare Krishna. And the guard came and said, stop that. So I thought, well, he needs some purification. I can't know. So I kept on chanting. And then he took out his gun. And he was about to hit me on the head with a gun. And I decided it might be better not to chant. Houston is quite a place back then. Anyhow, I met my first person who really didn't like the Hare Krishna mantra. Anyhow, there's a lot of stories about Houston, Texas back then. Vishnu Dhan Maharaj went to every bank in Houston trying to open an account. And not one bank in Houston would allow us to have a bank account. And then came time for our trial. We were tried on the television. The city council was having a hearing, and we were on trial before the city council. And it was televised. They really didn't like other people. It wasn't a place where you felt at home very easily. In any case, lucky for us, one man, he walked up to another person and said, I'll pay you so-and-so $50 if you go on, while the television is, while they're filming this, if you go up and you hit the monk and knock him out. One man went up to another man and said, I'll give you $50 if you go up to that monk, Vishnu Jan, and you knock him out, you hit him and knock him out during the television program.
Jedan je čovjek platio drugom $50 da bi za vrijeme televizijskog prenosa prišao Vishnu Jan Maharaj udario ga i svjestio.
So the man happened to be, he didn't know it, he was a reporter.
A što nije taj prvi čovjek znao je da je ovaj drugi bio novinar.
So the man went up to the city council and testified, someone wanted to pay me for hitting that monk.
I taj je novinar prišao u gradskom vijeću i kao svjedok i svjedočio kako mu je netko htio platiti da udari toga svećenika.
So the city council was so embarrassed that they allowed us to do Harinam and book distribution downtown.
A gradskom vijeću bilo toliko neugodno da se nam dopustili da imamo Harinam i prodajemo knjige u centru grada.
In any case, it was quite a place. Even when we went out, the first one time we went out in Dallas, Texas, door-to-door to distribute books. The police immediately came and arrested us. And we were charged with impersonating women. And a lady who called the police, we would have been put into jail. We were put into jail, but we would have been found guilty. But the lady who had told the police couldn't recognize us.
I trebali smo ići u zatvor, ali žena koja je pozvala policiju nije nas bila u stanju prepoznati.
In any case, there were very interesting people there.
Tamo ima jako zanimljivih ljudi.
The amazing thing is that when we went out in karmi clothes, in regular clothes.
Zanimljiva stvar je da nas mi išli u karmi veći, obično je veći.
The place where I sold the most books every time.
Mjesto na kojem sam, na kojem bih prodao najviše knjiga.
Was in Vidor, Texas. Vidor, Texas.
Vidor.
Vidor.
Bilo je mjesto koje se zvalo Vajder.
Vajder, that is the was the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan. They were really simple people. They didn't know what we were doing. But they all bought books for some reason. Because we didn't go in dhotis, as they said. We went dressed as karmic, you know, regular. In any case, that's the Asura Bhava Mashri test. There's one more thing I'll say. We used to do the fairs. And they were, so one time I was doing the fair, and I gave someone a Krishna book. And I got a little extra money. Which we were kind of into that. We had different techniques to get a little extra money. In any case, this person didn't like it very much. So he called the police. But calling the police, I mean, I was really surprised. I was surrounded by around 25 or 30 police with machine guns. Don't move. I decided it would be a good thing not to move. And they charge you for soliciting without a license. Soliciting, trying to sell something without a license. Could you imagine if I would have done something more serious? They probably would have shot me. In any case, the amazing thing was it was actually what we were doing was actually legal. But that's another thing. So here, four kinds of pious people approach Krishna, and four kinds of impious people never approach
Krishna.
So the pious who approach Krishna, here it says that they follow some principles of religion at the beginning. The Vedas, they try to attract everyone. The whole idea is somehow or another regulate your senses. So you just don't follow whatever wind line dictates to you. If one does that, then one becomes relieved from so much distress. Balad Maharaj said, in this world, there is no enemy except for the uncontrolled mind. Our only real problem is that wherever the mind's going, we're going with it. So if we just regulate our senses, even to a small extent, then we begin the process of religion. And then after following some regulated principles, so as it says here, this is the process of getting free from delusion. Krishna says from lust comes anger, from anger comes delusion. So we give up lust, then naturally we can also give up greed and anger, and delusion will gradually go away too. Then, when one actually feels better because one is following some principles of religion, as I think I've told the story, when Malati and Shyama Sundar were in San Francisco around 1969, Prabhupada and Akshama Sunda Prabhu to carve the Jagannath. And so Shyama Sundar is working, carving Lord
Jagannath.
And he took a long time. So one time Srila Prabhupada decided to go over and see what the progress was. He arrived at Shyama Sundar's apartment. And there was Lord Jagannath. And Lord
Baladeva.
They were just half done. And there was also Srimati Subhadradevi. And Prabhupada walked in and he saw on the top of Subhadradevi's head was a pack of Marlboros, of cigarettes. Cigarettes. Yeah. So Prabhupada took his cane and hit the cigarettes off. And then later on, he told Shyama Sundar, he said, don't let this little thing stand between you and
Krishna.
He said, every day you smoke one less cigarette. And then after you're done with the pack, then you just throw, then you stop smoking.
I onda kad dođeš do nula, prestani pušiti.
So that's called regulating the senses.
To se zove reguliranje osjećaja.
Prabhupada didn't say immediately stop smoking. He said no, every day you smoke one less cigarette.
Prabhupada nije rekao prestani pušiti, već je rekao svaki dan popuši jednu manju.
And then eventually you just stop smoking.
I kroz vrijeme ćeš prestati pušiti.
But it's not enough just to stop doing something, we have to do something positive.
Ali nije dovoljno da prestanemo nešto raditi, trebamo raditi nešto pozitivno.
In the Vedic scripture, then there's pious activity.
U vesnim svisima tu su pobožne djelatnosti.
Giving in charity,
davanjem,
performing sacrifice, performing austerity.
Vršenje askeza.
These are all pious activities.
Ovo su sve pobožne djelatnosti.
Sometimes even the demons perform pious activity.
Nekada čak i demoni vrše pobožne djelatnosti.
Jarasandha, he gave in charity to all the Brahmins.
Jarasandha je dao milostinju svim Brahmanima.
Ravana was very generous also.
Ravana je također bio vrlo velikodušan.
In his kingdom they were constantly performing sacrifice.
U njegovom su kraljevstvu nebesno vršili žrtvovanje.
Ravana was a very strict follower of the Vedic culture.
Ravana je bio jako strictan sljedbenik vedske kulture.
When Ravana was dying on the battlefield,
kada je Ravana umirao na vojnom polju,
then Lord Ramachandra sent Vibhishan to learn from Ravana the science of governing the kingdom.
Gospodin Ramachandra je poslao Vibhishanu da od Ravane nauči znanost upravljanja kraljevstva.
So actually, most of the demons, they get their power by performing austerity.
Većina demona dobije svoju moć vršeći askezu.
Or performing sacrifice.
Ili vršeći žrtvovanje.
But they're considered demons because they don't believe in Krishna.
Ali smatruju se demonima zato jer ne vjeruju u Krishnu.
Then if one performs sacrifice or if one performs pious activities,
onda kad osoba vrši žrtvovanje ili pobožne djelatnosti,
then it says that one can conquer a sinful reaction.
Osoba može pokoriti grešne reakcije.
Conquering sinful reactions means to get to become aloof from the desire and hatred.
Pokoravanje grešnih reakcija znači da osoba može se izići iznad žele i mržnje.
Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakanshiti, Samatsarveshu, Bhuteshu, Madhvati, Mabhati, Pura. Then in this world, there's only two activities.
Ovom svijetu postoje tek dvije djelatnosti.
Either we're hankering for what we don't have,
ili česnimo za nečim što nemamo,
or we're lamenting over what we lost. So one becomes aloof from these two things and one is can conquer this pushing, this pinching, Prabhupada
said. to taj strah koji kako ga pravo nazvao.
The pinching in the heart.
Strah u
Which is the reaction for our past activities.
Koja je reakcija na našoj prošloj djelatnosti.
So if one remains aloof from those pinching, then one can conquer the dualities of material existence.
Kada se osoba odvoji od ovih od ovog šarzanja u srcu,
one can conquer the dualities of material existence.
Osoba može pokoriti dvostranosti materijalnog postojanja.
So when we're not bothered by what happened in the past, we're not worried about what's going to happen in the future, then we can actually pay attention to what we're doing in the present. Then there's some possibility of acting devotionally. In other words, if we're not hankering, we're not lamenting, then we can see everyone as a spiritual being. Then we won't worry about so much what people are doing. Then we'll be worried about what I'm doing. In this your world, people are generally trying to influence others. But one who is in Krishna consciousness, he wants to be influenced by Krishna and act as Krishna's instrument so that one can serve others rather than trying to be served by others. The attitude of service, which is the difference between material consciousness and spiritual consciousness. Just like the six Goswamis. To say by Sri Srinivas Thakura, Kyatva Turnama Shesha Mandala Pati Trainin Siddhatu Java Bhutvadina Gumeshako Karunaya Gopina Kanta Shito Gopi Bhavara Samrita Divari Kolo Lamona Mohor Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopala Go Shatva Tvarnam Ashesha Mandala Dhi. The six Goswamis were very important persons. Some of them were ministers in the government. Raghunath Das came from a very wealthy family. But they gave them all the sattvas up and they went to Vrindavan. And they live like ordinary mendicants. Prabhupada gives the example of C.R. Das. C.R. Das. C.R. Das was a lawyer in India. He was making 50,000 rupees a month. 50,000 rupees a month at that time was equal to around $50,000 now. He was fabulously wealthy. But he was also very unhappy. So one time he was sitting in his house and his wife came up to him and said, Das, you're one of the wealthiest people in India. You have everything. But why are you so unhappy? What do you want? So one mendicant was passing on the street, and he pointed out the mendicant. He said, I want to be like him. He was working for Gandhi's movement. And so one day Gandhi told him, I want you to give up your being a lawyer and join my movement. So Siddhartha said, well, that's all right. He said, but better I work as a lawyer, and then afterward, then I'll give you the money and you can use that for your movement. But Gandhi said, no, no, you give up your being a lawyer, you join my movement. So he joined the movement, and Gandhi was giving him around 100-150 rupees a month. So Prabhupada said, within two years he died. Although he wanted to become a mendicant, but he couldn't survive on 150 rupees. It was just such a shock for him. But the six Goswamis, they had all this opulence, all this worldly prestige. And they gave it up. But they became ecstatic. Because they got something superior. They entered in the mood of service to the gopis in Vrindavan. Therefore, they are always remembering Krishna in a mood of transcendental ecstatic love. Sankhya Purva Kananama Gananadi Kolola Sanikrito Nidrahara Vihara Kari Vidito Chatyankhya Dino Shayo Radha Krishna Tunas Pradharamar Duima Nandena Sammohito Pandi Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago Shri Jiva Gopalato Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nadidi. What were they doing? They were chanting their rounds every day. They did dress up like gopis. No, they were just, they followed the Sadhana Bhakti. Not that they were chanting their rounds. And someone came along and said, are you still a neophyte? Why are you still chanting Hare Krishna? Why don't you put on a sari? No, they followed their very basic principles. They got up at a certain time every day. They chanted a certain number of rounds every day. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ghana Nadivi. And they offered obeisances to the Vaishnavas. So, and what was their ultimate reward for that, or result? Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ghana Nadivi. Kolola Sanikrito Nidrahara Vihara Kari Vidito. They were able to give up eating and sleeping. How did they do that? Because they're absorbed in the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Therefore, they were actually not living in the material world, they were living in Vrindavan. It said that Raghunath Das Goswami, he would eat a little bit of buttermilk every other day. But he was actually in his spiritual body, in his spiritual world. And then for every day he was having three big feasts prepared by the gopis.
I svaki dan je jeo tri velike gozbe koje su spremile gopije.
So he was not very, he wasn't at all disturbed.
I stoga nije bio niti malo uznemiren.
So of course, we're not about to get into our spiritual bodies. But if we follow the process of Saranabhati, then gravity will rise up to the platform of devotional service, where our activities will actually be done with clear consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, without anxiety over gain or loss, the dualities of material existence, then we'll be able to pay attention. Or if we pay attention, then these things will also go away. Then it says here that not only one can accept, one can hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It says we can rise up to knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we'll gradually get to meet Krishna. We'll gradually be able to understand what he's actually like. And what his associates are like. Now we may have some theoretical knowledge about Krishna. But Krishna will be very happy to reveal himself to us gradually. First, one can feel Krishna's presence. Then we can understand the nature of spiritual existence. Then we can understand the activities of spiritual existence. Then we can understand the mood of spiritual existence. And then one becomes fully absorbed in that mood himself. And then it says here, then one can meditate in trance upon the Supreme Personality of God. In other words, wherever we're at, we can make progress. If we have trouble controlling our senses and mind, then just try to regulate them. Sometimes we hear the devotees have trouble getting up in the morning. Or any habit like that. So rather than try to do the impossible, just try to gradually get up a little earlier every morning. If we're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and we want to get up at 4, then try getting up at 5:45 every morning. And get practice doing that for some time. And then after doing that for some time, try 5:30. To gradually get accustomed. So it becomes normal, it becomes part of our everyday activity. Then, to try to regulate the number of rounds we're chanting. Sometimes devotees can chant 16 rounds every day. But they should try to chant a certain number, 8 rounds a day, 10 rounds a day. Just fix up the number of rounds and try to follow that number of rounds. Just try to regulate our sadhana. Then the result is that even though there's forces trying to stop us
I onda rezultat toga je da, iako postoje sile koji nas pokušavaju zaustaviti u tome,
yogas, chalati, manasa, there's forces trying to discourage us
ove sile nas pokušavaju zaustaviti
from following sadhana bhakti.
Od slijedenja sadhana bhakti.
But if we practice with determination and gravity, we can tolerate these forces.
Ali ako upražnjavamo sa odlučnošću, s vremenom možemo to praktikirati.
Then our sadhana becomes more devotional.
Onda naša sadhana postane više posvećena.
We don't do it simply because we feel we have to do it.
Ne radimo to više čisto zato jer osjećamo da to moramo.
We actually look forward to doing it. Then we can actually learn the different techniques of how to do it with devotion. Then gradually, as we do it with devotion, Krishna begins to reveal himself. Bhakti mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmitaktataha vitalam tattatogyatva vishiketa anantara. Krishna said, you can know me as I am only by the process of devotion.
Krishna kaže, možeš me spoznati onako kakav jesam samo kroz proces predanosti.
So at first devotional service seems more theoretical than experience.
Na početku predano služenje izgleda više teoretsko nego praktično.
But if we learn the techniques eventually of devotion,
ali tako postepeno učimo tehnike,
then the result is that gradually we actually become more and more conscious of Krishna. Then one can rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when the pleasure becomes so great, then we can't forget Krishna. Then one can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
So those who are great souls, as mentioned here, they go around in this world trying to explain the science of Krishna consciousness. To free people from this delusion that the only thing to do in this world is to gratify our senses.
Koja glasi da je jedina stvar u ovom svijetu koju možemo raditi i zadovoljavati osjetljivo.
By giving people the opportunity to enter into the ocean of devotional ecstasy.
I daju ljudima priliku da uđu u ocean devocionalnog znanosti.
Then one can actually get free from all our bewilderment.
I onda se možemo osloboditi svih naših zbunjenosti.
There's no other way of doing it.
Nema drugog načina.
We can learn yoga. We can learn
meditation.
We can learn how to expert in medicine. We can make trillions of dollars. But none of these things will solve our real problem. Prahlad Maharaj said, if Brahman realization was multiplied billions and trillions of times, it wouldn't equal to, the amount of happiness found in Brahman realization. Well, let's back up a little bit. It says that in the heavenly planets, the demigods enjoy hundreds of times more pleasure than we do here. And in Mahaloka, the residents there enjoy thousands of times more happiness than the demigods.
And in Mahaloki,
and in the Janaloka and Tapaloka, they enjoy thousands of times more than in Maharaloka. And Siddhaloka. And in Brahmaloka, they enjoy thousands of times more than in
Siddhaloka.
And Brahman realization is millions of times more happiness than in Brahmaloka.
Spoznaje Brahmana je milion puta sretnija nego na Brahmaloki.
But if the happiness in Brahman is multiplied trillions of times,
ali ako se sreća u Brahmanu umnoži bilijardama puta,
it wouldn't equal to an atomic fraction.
Ne bi bila jednaka ni atomskom djeliću
in one atom,
u jednom atomu,
in the ocean of devotional service,
u oceanu predanog sjećanja.
So try and imagine how much happiness there is in devotional service. But that's what we're looking forward to.
Ali tome se nadamo.
That seems like a good goal.
To izgleda kao dobar cilj.
And that's possible just by following a simple process.
I to je moguće dostići jednostavnim slijedanjem procesa.
Although yoga astrology Manasamaya will come up with so many reasons why we can't do it.
Maja priznaći toliko mnogo razloga zašto mi to ne možemo napraviti.
We're not in the right mood.
Nismo u pravom raspoloženju.
It's not really worth it.
Nije stvarno vrijedno.
So many things. Maja will try to deviate in so many different ways.
Toliko mnogo razloga Maja pokušati skrenuti s puta.
But if we just regulate our activities,
ali ako reguliramo naše djelatnosti,
and try to improve our devotional service, then gradually we'll learn some detachment. Especially if we regularly hear this Vedic literature, especially Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we can learn how to actually do our service with some real devotion. And as Krishna reveals himself to us, then gradually we'll feel more and more transcendental happiness. One time I wrote to Prabhupada, and I asked him how bhava turns into prema. And he wrote me a long letter back. And at the end of the letter he said that the boys and girls in your country are generally very good souls. That's why they've taken birth in such a nice country. That we've just had Ratiatra in San Francisco. And 10,000 boys and girls were dancing and chanting in full spiritual ecstasy. That I've heard in New York, they distributed 3,000 Bhakti Godheads in just 2 weeks. And I heard that in Buffalo you're also distributing Bhakti Godhead very nicely. So please continue in this way, and your success in life is assured. As Krishna sees that you're working seriously to bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him.
Krishna nikad nije nezahvalan na vaše napore da vas služi.
Rest assured.
Budi siguran.
So, I'll stop here. Any questions?
Ovdje ću stati, ima li pitanja?
Pitanja.
Desires and she fulfills them.
Ona testira na to su... Ne.
material energy tests based on me. It's not that she's my enemy.
No, she's not our enemy.
Ne, ona nije naša prijatelj.
She's the police force.
Ona je policajka.
If we're criminals, she takes care of us.
Mi smo kriminalci, za koje se ona prijatelj.
Criminal means that we have some desire to steal from Krishna.
Kriminal znači da imamo neku želju da krademo od Krishna.
And as soon as we desire to steal from Krishna, Maya arrests us.
I čim poželimo krasti od Krishna, Maya nas uhiti.
And Prabhupada writes, her shackles are sex desire.
A Prabhupada kaže, njezini su lanci, seksualna želja.
So people are very happily living in the material world, shackled by sex desire.
I tako sretno živimo u materijalnom svijetu vezani seksualnom željom.
And after that, well, it said that Pumsa Sriya Maituni Bhavametam Param Riya Granthahu Ato Riya Shetra Sitapta Vihara Vinasti Moho Yamaham Mameti. As soon as one is shackled by sex desire,
čim je osoba vezana spolnom željom,
then there has to be so many things to follow.
Treba slijediti toliko mnogo drugih stvari.
Land and wealth and so many things.
Bogatstvo i toliko mnogo stvari.
So Maya is always saying you don't have enough of these things.
Maya uvijek govori, nemaš dovoljno ovih stvari.
You need more.
Treba ti više.
And more.
I više.
And more.
I više.
So that's Maya. Maya.
To je Maya.
Maya never says, oh, your house is big enough.
Maya nikad ne kaže, kuća ti je dovoljno velika.
You have enough children. There's enough money in the bank. Chant Hare Krishna. No, Maya says, you rascal.
Maya kaže, ti nikove.
Everyone else is doing much better in the material world than you are.
Svi ostali ljudi na svijetu su puno bolji nego ti.
You don't love me.
Ne voliš me.
That's why you're so lazy.
Zato si tako
ljudi. Stop chanting Hare Krishna.
Prestani mantra Hare Krishna.
Do something practical.
Čini nešto praktično.
Go out and get a job.
I want
make money. Enjoy.
Uživa.
So that's how Maya is just telling us that.
Maya nam to govori.
Oh, we're going, yeah, that's right.
I mean, going, da,
but if you say, I am a soul surrendered to you,
ja sam duša predana tebi.
I will enjoy if you tell me to do so.
Uživat ću ako mi ti kažeš da to napravim.
So Maya is just telling us what we want to hear.
Maja nam samo govori ono što mi želimo
čuti. If we don't listen to her,
ako ju ne slušamo,
then she just goes away.
Onda ona ode.
And if we think, yeah, that's good advice, can you tell me something more?
Ako mislimo da, to je dobar savjet, možeš mi još reći.
Then Maja will keep on speaking to us.
Onda će Maja nastaviti govoriti.
Totally just ignore her.
So sve dok je ne ti ignorira.
But because we have to be engaged, therefore, the only way of out of Maya, especially now, is to engage ourselves in Krishna's service. You have a wife, you have a family, you have children, you have all these things, but you actually sincerely do them for Krishna. Engage the husband, engage the wife, engage the children, everyone in Krishna's service. That this is not my house, it belongs to Krishna. My wife, my husband, my children, they're all Krishna's servants. And instead of making more and more money, we should sit down morning, evening, and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Bhagavatam. And worship the deities. Be happy in Krishna consciousness. Throw the television now. Even if it's only for the news.
Čak i ako je tu ona samo radi vijesti.
In other words, if we actually, anyone, whether brahmachari, or grihastha, or sannyasi, if we just hear and chant about Krishna, then Maya will go away.
Drugim riječima, kog god da jesmo, pramater ili zastari sanjasi, ako samo nastavimo slušati o Krišni, Maja će otići.
And Krishna will appear.
A Krišna će se pojaviti.
Imam već jedno pitanje koje nije direktno vezano za predavanje.
I have another question which is not directly related to the class.
Is there any other question related to the class?
Ima li bilo koje drugo pitanje koje je vezano uz predavanje?
Okay, I'll just take one more question.
Okay, do you have any questions?
Rečeno je da je da Krišna pomogne osobi tako što je ubije.
It is said that Krishna helps to a person after.
Jer Krišna nema neprijatelja.
Because Krishna has no enemies.
I on kad recimo neku zbog zabave ubije osobu.
And then he gives a person during his pastimes, the person achieves liberation. And it is described that Krishna in such a way helps a person. Is that correct?
I don't know what you're saying.
Ne znam o čemu govorite.
Krishna kad nekoga ubije, on dobije mu.
When Krishna kills somebody, that person gets mukti.
Yeah.
Da.
Kako je to pomoć kad mukti znači ja sam Bog?
How is that a help when mukti means I am God?
Mukti means immersion Brahman.
And mukti znači da se stopimo s Brahman.
You don't become God.
Ne postaneš Bog.
Help? Well, someone wants to avoid. Generally, when Krishna kills the demons, they get elevated.
Generalno kad Krishna ubije demone, oni se uzdignu.
They don't necessarily immediately get Brahman.
Nije baš da nužno moraju ući u Brahman.
Hiranyakshu was killed by Lord Brahma. But he came back as Ravana.
And
Kumbhakarna. Yeah, he was Kumbhakarna.
So he only killed Kumbhakarna.
And then he was killed by Lord Rama. And he came back as Dandavaka. But when they were killed, with some knowledge of Krishna's godhood, then they got liberation. So not every demon that's killed by Krishna necessarily is liberated. But in any case, they get purified to some extent. Krishna gives them what they want. Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Shishupala, Dandavakra, they all got unlimited wealth and sense gratification.
Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Shishupala, Dandavakra,
because of being purified by coming in contact with Krishna.
So they got what they
wanted. Whether that was ultimately beneficial, that's another
thing.
So the Vaishnavas, Kaivalya Narakayate, liberation is considered to be like merging in hell.
Za Vaishnave oslobođenje je ravno odlasku u pakao.
But the demons, they like those
things.
Well, Krishna gives it to them
sometimes.
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna je jako ljubav.
The one wants to become a dog.
Ako neko želi postati pas.
Krishna gives them an opportunity to become a dog.
Krishna mu da priliku da postane pas.
If one wants to be a demigod.
Ako želi biti poluvo.
Krishna helps them become a demigod.
Krishna mu pomogne postati poluvo.
If one wants to merge in Brahman, Krishna helps them.
Krishna
if one wants to go back to Godhead, Krishna also helps. Krishna is very submissive. He reciprocates with our desires.
Is it not a help if Krishna would give a little bit more of devotional service to such a person?
He does.
Pantocini.
Sometimes they take advantage of.
Nekada mi to iskoriste. Iskoriste priliku.
I was reading that they were telling a story. I'll tell it very briefly. They were doing Buddhist in France. This was during the marathon years when they were doing quite nicely. And all the devotees would go out and distribute the book. Especially in the metro, in the train. So one little devotee girl, she was distributing Bhagavad Gita in the train. And she approached one man. The man took the book. And he was so strong, he ripped it in, almost ripped it in half. Then took the devotee, this little girl, and threw her off the train. He grabbed her by the hair off the train and threw her off the train. She dislocated her shoulder and broke her nose. And blood was running down her nose. And the devotees, they came and they picked her up and brought her back to the temple. But because it was a marathon, within a few days she was back distributing books again. In any case, this man who had ripped the book in half, Bhagavad Gita, was quite strong. And had violently assaulted this devotee.
He
was actually a very successful banker. He just thought, this is just a beggar. So he took the book,
uzeo knjigu,
and he brought it home. Because he wanted to show his wife and explain to her what he had done. He was very proud. He had ripped the book in half and had thrown his beggar off the train. But it just so happened that when he put the book on the table, the maid saw the book and thought that actually this is a book that had gotten ripped for somehow or another and that it should be repaired.
Stavio knjigu na stol i onda došla sluškinja koja mislila da se ova knjiga slučajno potrpjala i da se treba popraviti.
So she took it and had it repaired.
I onda je dala na popravak.
And put it into the bookshelf for this man.
I stavila je na policu knjiga.
Very shortly after that, his son ran away.
Nedugo nakon toga sin mu je pobjegao od kuće.
And his wife got into a car accident, a head-on car collision and died. And this man was completely heartbroken. He started to drink regularly, became an alcoholic. And one day he decided he was going to commit suicide. But he thought, let me just read the Bible and see if I can find some inspiration.
A onda pomislio, da pročita malo Bibliju i da bi mogli naći nešto na računicu.
He took what he thought was the Bible off the bookshelf, but it was actually the Bhagavad Gita that he had ripped up years earlier.
I onda je s police uzeo ono za što mislio da je Biblija, ali to je bila Bhagavad Gita koju je raskrpnuo par godina ranije.
And he read about reincarnation.
I pročitao, čitao o reinkarnaciji.
And then he started to take some solace that actually his wife may still be alive somewhere. So his depression went away a little bit and he decided not to kill himself. And then every night he began to read the Bhagavad Gita. And then he realized that this was the book that he had taken and ripped up and thrown this girl off the train. Then he felt so bad
He found out where the temple was in France.
I osjećao se tako loše zbog toga da je našao gdje gdje se nalazio hram u Francuskoj.
And went to the temple.
Otišao u hram.
And was like he. They answered, the devotee answered the door of the temple president, new temple president.
Novi predsjednik hrama je otvorio vrata.
And he found this man on his knees begging for forgiveness.
I tamo našao ovog čovjeka kako kleči i moli za oprost.
Crying and begging for forgiveness.
Plače i moli za oprost.
So then the temple president couldn't understand what was going on, so he advised him to come into the temple. And then he explained what had happened.
And
then he wrote out a check for a large amount of money. And started to come to the temple regularly. And then later on he gave up his business, he left his bank. And joined the temple in France. And then they actually he joined in Spain, and then they made him the treasurer. Actually he was a Spanish person who was in France. Then he became a devotee. Later on he met this Maharaji, he had thrown off the train, begged forgiveness from her also.
So
coming in contact with Bhagavad Gita, somehow or another from him was very auspicious. Although initially he wasn't very auspicious. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grand Raj Bhagavad Gita Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai.